Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Dion Bloch?
Yes, I do.
Yes, this is him.
And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2? 3 to 10 years, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 and over?
What is it, 20 to 25.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Plasterer, tile or marble finisher, cement mason, tile setter, mason helper or finisher, PCC or restoration, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, bricklayer, marble mason, stone mason, or refractory bricklayer, or other?
Cement mason.
I'm sorry?
Cement mason.
Stone mason?
Cement mason. I'm a concrete finisher. Yeah.
Cement mason.
Cement
and
finisher.
On the last job that you worked on, were you improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Just finisher.
And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Am I working who?
Are you currently working at the trade?
Yeah.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks? 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, or 21 weeks or more?
0 weeks.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same last year.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community?
Say that one more time, because that sounds like an important question. Say that one more time.
Okay. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community?
No.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
Yes.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was found primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
Do not know.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now? About the same or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site. Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? I have unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job, or something else?
Heat and cold.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I haven't.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
The union organizing?
Yes. Have you participated in the activity in the past 12 months?
No.
And picketing? Yes or no?
No.
And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
And changing the subject to the word beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from the one you are least likely to get your news from. The first one is local TV news, radio, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, cable news, or print or online newspaper. Which is the one you most likely to get your news from?
Newspaper.
The newspaper. And the second one you rely most? TV, radio, internet, or cable, or friends and neighbors?
Friends and neighbors.
And the third one, local TV news, radio, the internet, or cable news?
What is the internet?
Okay. And after that, local TV news, radio, or cable news?
Cable news.
And the last one, local TV news or radio?
Local TV news.
Okay. And the last one is radio. Just let me record it. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, immigration, healthcare, the environment, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, education, or something else?
Something else.
And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis Bacon Act? Yes, a lot, some, or little, or nothing at all.
Yes.
A lot, some, a little?
A little.
A little. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is not important at all, not so important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very. Very important.
And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I'd rather not speak about that because I'm not into politics.
Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The GM.
And much more, or somewhat more, with GM?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall. You strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the job he's doing?
Strongly disappointed.
And the economy?
Strongly disappointed.
Immigration?
Strongly disappointed.
Healthcare?
Who?
Healthcare. In healthcare. The job he's doing in healthcare in general. You approve or strongly disapprove? Or somewhat disapprove the job he's doing?
Disapprove.
Strongly or just somewhat? Sorry.
Strongly.
And foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
And the last one, support for labor unions?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And now, we are basically in the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. Do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
50-50.
And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
Rather not say right now.
Okay. And now, yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
And now, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. And now, in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
You said, how can they improve?
How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
I mean, it's like the UAW. I mean, we need more money.
Okay.
We really do. We need more money, just like, I mean, the union, UAW is trying to get top dollar. I mean, why can't we get top dollar? And we working in the heat and in the cold. Yeah, I think we deserve more money.
Okay. Something else? Or in what way? More money for the workers or more money for the labor union?
More money for the workers.
And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Taking care of their guys.
Okay, and in what way?
I mean, I've been working for this one company for, 2.5 years? I haven't had one BA come out, bring no T-shirts, see how the job is going, nothing. I mean, I know I'm working for a 514 company, but I'm still local, too. But at the same time, I mean, they don't come out and see how the job is or nothing. They don't come out, bring out T-shirts, nothing. That's how I feel. That's in my heart. I just feel they need to come out more often and see how the guys are doing through their local. I mean, it just,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Just let me document your answer. And now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, mail, union meetings, text, or email?
Email.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year?
I really can't answer that because, I mean, what, they send out letters just giving us our quotes.
But is that once a year, maybe four or more times a year, or a couple times a year?
I'm going to say a couple times a year. Cause
a couple times a year.
They, yeah.
Okay. And now I would like to ask you the last few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or what?
I'd rather not talk about that.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
I'd rather not talk about that.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell us what is your race or ethnicity?
What is my race?
Yes, please.
I am... No, because I'm not African. I'm not African-American. I'm not... I'm American.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Dion.
Dion, okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye.